Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Trump administration continues to push schools to fully reopen in the fall, despite the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos kept up the pressure today on CNN's State of the Union.
I am urging all schools to be to open and to be providing their students a full-time education.
DeVos says children get the virus at a lower rate, and data doesn't show that kids returning to school would be in a dangerous situation. Critics say the Trump administration has not provided a blueprint to open schools safely, including health guidelines. Public health experts warn controlling the spread of the virus continues to be a priority until a vaccine is available. Two U.S. Marine bases in Japan are locked down because of a spike in coronavirus infections. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Japanese authorities are demanding an explanation and transparency.
Marine Corps Air Station Futenma and Camp Hansen on the island of Okinawa were locked down after 61 infections were reported last week. At a press conference Saturday, Okinawa Governor Denny Tamaki said he was shocked at what U.S. forces told him about the infections. He added, "We have strong doubts about U.S. measures to prevent the spread of the virus." He noted that some U.S. military personnel had headed downtown or to beaches for 4th of July parties. In a phone call with the head of U.S. forces on Okinawa, Tamaki demanded tougher measures, including stopping the deployment of personnel from the U.S. mainland to Okinawa. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
99 days after the CDC recommended wearing face masks in public because of the pandemic, President Trump heeded the advice for the first time last evening, wearing a face covering during a visit with doctors and frontline workers at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. House Democrats continue to push for legislation aimed at reforming the nation's policing system. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Democrats and Republicans remain at an impasse on several issues.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC that both parties need to set aside their differences and work toward a bipartisan agreement.
Many of the provisions have been introduced by the Black Caucus over time, so this is a culmination of many years of dedicated knowledge on the subject.
Democrats and Republicans remain at odds over a ban on police chokeholds, no-knock warrants, and protecting police officers from legal liability over their actions. Legislation passed by the House was named after George Floyd, who died at the hands of police. His death sparked massive demonstrations against police brutality across the U.S. and around the world. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. It's another day of record high temperatures in parts of the South and Southwest, especially in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Excessive heat warnings have been issued throughout the region. Scientists in Southern California say they've discovered an effective treatment for a bacterial disease that can spread to all commercial citrus crops. Called citrus greening disease, it's transmitted by insects. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports the new remedy uses a naturally occurring substance to fortify plants against the disease.
University of California Riverside professor Hailing Jin found a molecule with antimicrobial properties in Australian finger limes. The plants are greening tolerant. They have certain genes that build proteins that fight off the bacteria behind the disease. The breakthrough comes after 5 years of research by the UCR geneticist. The new treatment can be administered via spray or injection, and only a few applications per year are required. A type of vaccine could also be developed that would protect young and healthy plants from infection. Citrus greening disease is an issue around the world, but the discovery is especially relevant to California. 80% of the nation's fresh citrus comes from the Golden State. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
Turkey's decision to change the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul from a museum into a mosque is drawing criticism. Pope Francis today said he's deeply pained, and Greek leaders say it'll damage Turkey's relations with the Western world. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.